A young girl asked her dad for a pet. Her dad said, "Sorry, sis, not now. But if you pray really hard for 2 months, maybe God will send you a baby brother." The little girl prayed faithfully for a month, but no results came, and she gave up. But a month later, she was surprised. A little baby had arrived home, or so she thought so. She saw a squirming bundle beside her mother. But then her father opened the blanket a little and saw two babies, twins. She said, "Aren't you glad?" Or the father said, "Aren't you glad you prayed for a baby brother?" And the little girl said, "I sure am, but aren't you glad I stopped praying when I did?" God answers prayers. Sometimes we may get even more and better than what we ask for. Sometimes, like Moses, it takes a little longer than we would like to win that battle. We get tired, and we need more strength and persistence. Even then, the answer may be different than what we prayed for. As the Israelites were trudging through the desert to the promised land, they encountered the Amalekites, a nation that controlled part of the Sinai Peninsula. The Amalekites were upset that the Israelites were moving through the edge of their territory, and they often raided their camp. As Moses was attempting to lead his people to Mount Sinai, the Amalekites attacked them. Now, the Israelites, former slaves, were not military men. They had few, if any, proper weapons. So they were not prepared for battle. And the battle was not going well for the Israelites. So Moses climbed to the top of the hill, as we heard in the gospel, with his rod or staff, the same one which God, through Moses, defeated Pharaoh and later produced water from the rock at Horeb. As the reading goes, so long as Moses held his hands high as well as the staff high, the Israelites were winning. And when he got tired and dropped his hands, the Amalekites were winning. In the reading, we see Moses' tenacity. We see his humility and his intimacy with God. He is fully open to God's power working through him. The Old Testament story may help us to see the importance of persistence, humility, and intimacy with God in our prayer time. And as with Moses, we need to be open to God's power working through us. Luke's gospel presents the parable about the unjust judge and the widow, the poor widow, a vulnerable widow, a woman without a husband, without status, without income, without security. She is seeking justice. The point can be made that even if a totally corrupt person like the judge, who neither cares neither for God nor for man, can be made to yield to the pestering widow who is totally defenseless and without money to bribe the judge, which was often needed for them to do at that time, how much more will a just and a loving God bless and care for us? Now let's look at the gospel story in a different way. Let's look at it as we turn the characters around just a little bit. And let's say that you and I are the judge and God is the widow. In some ways, that interpretation is more realistic. We are sometimes like the judge, not aware of God's power in our daily lives, not always following Jesus' teachings, and separating ourselves from a right relationship with our God. Perhaps like the judge, we miss the cries of the poor, in whatever form that may be. But God, the persistent widow, will not go away. God keeps badgering us, refusing to accept our inattentiveness, the times when we fail to show compassion and assistance to those who are in need, the times when we fall short as disciples of Jesus. God will persist and pester us until we respond and recognize that God wants what is best for us. Often in times of darkness and difficult seasons in our lives, we turn to prayer. We turn to prayer more intense prayer. We may meditate on a passage in Scripture that relates to our situation. Paul, in the second reading, tells Timothy that he needs to meditate on Scripture, and then he needs to proclaim it consistently and persistently. Meditating on Scripture is a form of prayer. As we heard in the collect at the beginning of Mass, Father prayed, Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and to serve you in sincerity of heart. Saint Augustine said, God sometimes delays in giving us what we want because he wants our hearts to expand. Our goal in prayer is to develop a deeper relationship with God. And that allows us then to expand our hearts, to be transformed so that our will aligns with God's desire for us. As the gospel began today, Jesus said, pray always. How might we pray always? Isn't that impossible? It's a challenge. But we're taught that there are several ways to pray. Jesus taught that we are to care for our brothers and sisters in need, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, etc., etc. I read a quote that was attributed to Saint Francis, whereby he said, we should seek not so much to pray, but to become prayer. And then Saint Benedict viewed prayer and work as partners to salvation. If we take those words to heart, our works can become our prayer. For example, when we place food in the gathering space in the basket there for the food pantry, that's a prayer. Putting baby necessities in the Catholic Charities tub, volunteering to help go make a difference, serve as a lecturer, a liturgical coordinator, a musician, etc. Serve meals through neighbor to neighbor, and the many other opportunities that we have to live out the Beatitudes right here at St. Thomas More, and also live those out in our community. And so we are to pray. We are to pray with our words and with our work. We are to be persistent in that prayer. We can learn from the little girl who prayed for a baby brother, got more than she expected, two baby brothers, even though they came later than she had hoped. In the long run, in God's time, in our prayer and prayerful deeds, this loving God of ours will give us all that we need and much, much more.